Representative Kamiga, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources, my name is Patrick Kelleher, and I am the Commissioner of the Department of Marine Resources, and I'm here today in support of LD 68 and LD 1380. LD 1380 is a department bill, and we thank Representative Kamiga for bringing it forward on our behalf. While these LDs differ some in specific details, they are both seeking to achieve the very same fundamental outcome, the creation of an owner-operator requirement in the scallop and in the urchin fisheries. Under current law, in order to drag for scallops and urchins, the license holder is required to be aboard the vessel, but is not required to own the vessel identified on that license. This is in contrast with our lobster fishery, where the license holder is required both to be on board the vessel and to own the vessel. This bill would make the requirements for scallop and urchin dragging match those of the lobster fishery. As with lobster, exceptions are provided for such temporary situations as medical difficulties, boat breakdowns, or when a license holder is transitioning to a new vessel. Broadly speaking, owner-operator provisions are known to increase the stewardship ethics in a fishery, prevent consolidation of fishing privileges, and help to ensure that the fishery revenues accrue to local communities. In the case of these two main state water fisheries, the continued development of a strong stewardship ethic is of critical importance. Both of these resources are still in need of further rebuilding, and an owner-operator requirement will reduce the likelihood that those with nothing invested in the long-term viability of the fishery, i.e. no vessel, will be able to enter and exit it freely. The scallop fishery has experienced a significant increase in abundance in recent years. That increase in abundance, combined with historically high prices, has attracted participation from previously latent license holders. This reactivation of latent license has posed a challenge for both managers and the industry to balance the increasing effort with the rebuilding targets. There are still several hundred latent licenses remaining in both fisheries, so implementing an owner-operator requirement will ensure that if a license holder does decide to re-enter, they will have some skin in the game, so to speak, having invested in a vessel. The department has been in discussions with the merits of owner-operator requirements with the Scallop Advisory Council and the Sea Urchin Advisory Council for approximately the past 5 years. We feel strongly that establishing this license requirement is a necessary precursor to allowing future entry for each of these fisheries. We are sympathetic to the fact that there are mutually beneficial arrangements that have been made, particularly in the scallop fishery, between individuals who hold a license but who do not own a vessel and individuals with vessels but no license. However, any effort to grandfather existing non-owner-operator arrangements will only minimize the value of this provision that it's intended to achieve and delay its benefits. We would advocate for no grandfathering and the subsequent creation of a functional limited entry system that would provide future opportunity for those who have been participating but who do not currently hold a license. With a strong owner-operator requirement in place, the department is prepared to begin the process of establishing a mechanism for new entrants to access the fishery, as either a new scallop nor a sea urchin license has been, as neither a new scallop nor sea urchin license has been issued in nearly a decade. In LD 68, a deadline is provided to report major substantive rules back to the committee prior to the next legislative session. We do not object to the deadline, but have proposed in LD 1380 that the rules identified as routine technical. If that change were made, DMR could develop a system that could provide for new entry in the 2018 season. If they remain major substantive, the earliest that a new license could be provided would be in 2019. In our conversations with industry, we have envisioned a system that is simple to administer and gives an additional weight to individuals who have been participating in the fishery in recent years, either through an arrangement, as mentioned above, or as crew. In LD 1380, the department has proposed the existing restrictions on fishing from April 16 to November 30 be removed for the dive segment of the fleet. These limitations were originally put in place to minimize gear conflict between draggers and the lobster fishery. Since there is no gear conflict between divers and the lobster fishery, it seems logical to remove this limitation from their season. It's not the department's intention to create any difference in the number of fishing days for draggers and divers, only the flexibility when those days could occur. This would allow divers to better allocate fishing days with consideration of the markets, holidays, foul weather, and to minimize overlap with the drag component of the fleet. In recent years, there have been only 30 active scallop divers as opposed to 300 active draggers, and the divers land only 3% of the total catch. The department has been working to provide divers with some more equitable access to the resource in recent years, and this measure would aid in that effort. Also in LD 1380, the department has proposed to allow the boundary between Zones 1 and Zone 2 for sea urchins to be defined in rule rather than statute. This was at the request of the Sea Urchin Zone Council, who was seeking additional flexibility in the management of this fishery. In reviewing the draft legislation, the revisor's office indicated that the lines were to be changed in regulation. There would need to be a subsequent change in law, to make the lines match. Rather than having to make the change twice, we would propose to leave the line only in statute, and we would bring forward any recommendations for changes from the Sea Urchin Zone Council at a time that they are developed. And finally, the department would like to bring forward for consideration one additional technical change that was identified by Marine Patrol following the cloture deadline. Some individuals who hold both a scallop dragging license and an urchin dragging license, and in Cobbs Cook Bay, a fisherman with both licenses could fish for both species on the same day if both calendars are open for that day. However, current legislation restricts harvesters from carrying both drags on board when fishing for sea urchins. Patrollers recommend allowing fishermen to have their scallop drag on board while fishing for sea urchins, provided that the vessel does not have any scallops on board. This will allow fishermen to operate in a safer, more efficient manner, and we have included some draft language to accomplish this change for your consideration. I would thank you for your consideration of our testimony, and I would be happy to answer any questions that the committee might have.